Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what's great. We're here live at... Thank you. Was I on? I wasn't on.
No.
You dropped the ball?
I dropped the ball, yeah.
I just gave you a check. I seriously guessed. I gave him a check for the work he does. And here he goes. He's only got me on again.
I thought it was $10.
My bad. Okay. Here we go. Anyway, so thank you so much. This is Chamber Chat Podcast. We're coming to you today from Paulpalooza, my favorite event. We have got so many things going on. We're going to try to get guests as we rotate through the day. And we've got a couple right now, so I'm guessing they're junior ambassadors. I was, somebody welcomed and said, Gavin, he's not going to ask personal questions. That might not be true, so stay tuned. You're under the microscope. Go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Oh, hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm a junior ambassador from Hueytown High School.
Okay, Caitlin, junior ambassador, is this your first year doing it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how you liking it so far?
Oh, I love it. Like, I love being a part of the community. I love, like, getting to see the behind the scenes of, like, everything we do.
That's awesome, because that's the perfect answer. You sound like a politician. I love doing it. I love getting up at 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday. You're a cheerleader, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay, how do I know that? Football game last night, homecoming. So yes. Late night, right?
Yes.
And then get up early on a Saturday. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's awesome. All right, so we got to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lauren Davis, and I'm a junior ambassador, and I go to Corner High School.
Corner? Okay. Yes. Let me see if I can guess that mascot real quick. Is it the Yellow Jackets?
It is.
Look at the, bam.
Perfect.
Bam. So I do high school football on the radio, so I got in late last night as well. I did the Helena game, so I know how you're feeling. So right now, the late night, so good. So how long? What made you want to be a junior ambassador? And either one of you can answer this.
It's kind of a hard one.
It is. Well, that's what I do. I ask the tough, probing questions at 8:30 on a Saturday morning.
Yes. I mean, I've grown up in Hueytown. I work in Hueytown.
Okay. Where do you work at?
Terry Donna.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
School of Dance.
Yes.
I'm guessing you're a good dancer?
I am. I think so.
Surprisingly, me or Gavin are not.
Really?
No. Gavin's not bad. When
you don't know me.
That's true.
Maybe
that's right. Who am I to judge Gavin and his dancing ability?
Maybe we should do an episode of y'all just dancing.
You think so?
Yes.
As long as it's not on video. If it's recorded, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think we should.
Okay. Well, that's something to think of. Gavin, write that in your notes. A dancing episode. So, Terry Donna, how long have you been? Did you go there as a kid?
Yes, I did. Okay, I've been there for 15 years.
Wow, 15
yes.
years.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't work that long at any job in their whole life, and you've been there 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
So you must really like it.
Yes, I do.
Is it something you think you want to do, like going maybe next level, college, anything like that?
Hopefully, I want to dance at Bama and then go on to work at Disney and
be
part of their performing arts program.
So I like the Disney part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dance part of it.
Yeah. He doesn't like the Bama part.
The Alabama part, yeah.
There you go. So how about you? So you're a junior. Any plans to do anything after high school? You already kind of know college? Or what are you thinking?
Hopefully I'll be able to cheer at Troy University.
Okay, go Trojans.
Yeah, coming 2026.
Boom.
But, I want to go for clinical psychology. So that's about it.
Okay, well, that sounds like a pretty good career. Right. So, junior ambassador, what are y'all doing today? You know what your task is today?
I'm going to be keep a count of how many people show up.
You must be good at math.
Yes.
I'm doing that too.
So, y'all are both counters?
Yes.
So, y'all are the only intelligent side of the junior ambassadors, I can see. Now, listen, if you want to come up on stage and announce a few things, I'll let you. Would you like to do that?
I could, yeah.
Okay, listen, come on. You're going to announce. Okay, so.
I will talk in front of people.
So, you have no problem with that?
No.
So, could you do a podcast like this? Could you host it?
Yeah.
See, you're the first person that's ever said that before.
You can give me the mic. I got you.
Okay, so I'm leaving.
Okay, let me ask you questions.
Go ahead. Ask me some questions. Go ahead. Ask me a question. Ask me a question.
How'd you end up in Hueytown?
When I was a kid, I grew up in Bessemer, Hueytown, kind of the West Side. We all kind of Pleasant Grove, Hueytown, Midfield, all of us, and we all called ourselves West Side because it's Western Side of Jefferson County.
Yeah.
So I played football, grew up in Bessemer. I ran the Boys and Girls Club for years at HYT. And then, you know, it's been home for me. I live in Vestavia, but I'm moving back to Hueytown. And if you live in District 2, I'm running for city council. So please, if I give you a t-shirt, you have to wear it.
Okay.
And it's going to be, if you want more, vote for Jamie Gilmore. It just comes off the tongue, right? It just comes off the tongue.
It does.
Thank you. Well, listen, I appreciate y'all coming by. And here's the deal. If we ever have these events, you're here, I'm going to put you on because I like y'all. Y'all seem like y'all like doing this, like talking. And have a great day. Please don't count wrong.
Okay.
We're going to try not to.
Because, like, if there's 1,500 people and you only say there's 1,499.
That would be tragic.
We're going to have a problem. We're going to definitely have a problem.
We're going to get kicked out.
Stay cool. Have a good time. And have a great day. And thank you so much for being a part of the Junior Ambassador. And what you said early on is so true. You're really making a difference in your community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. We'll see you as we go through the day. All right. Once again, we're here at Paul Palooza. We're going to be rotating people through. Leah, have a seat. You seem to be hovering around the table. Have a seat with me.
I'm just in here.
Have a seat, man. If you want to have a seat, hop on. We're going to be talking to people. We got guests coming in and out.
I was just standing here.
How you feel? I heard you've been sick. Been a little under the weather.
Do I sound like I feel? I feel better. I just, you know.
Yeah.
Just got the crud. Hopefully, I don't get too many germs on your microphone.
No, hope not. I heard you had scurvy. Is that true?
Because that's smallpox.
Smallpox.
It was.
Okay.
Smallpox.
So you can get over that in 2 days.
There's a vaccine.
With over-the-counter, with ibuprofen or something, it's no big deal.
No, I actually have no idea what I had. I just, there was some COVID going around, and I think I might have just got a touch of it.
All right. Well, that's good. I've had COVID.
You know, but I'm vaccinated, so don't worry.
I've had COVID 4 times.
Have you really?
I have. And I've been vaccinated. I've had COVID. I've had it 4 times. I've had 2 boosters. There's got to be so much immunity to me in COVID where I could give my blood to people, I think.
I don't know. It sounds like the vaccines weren't really helping you out much there, Jamie.
Well, if I do, but here's the deal. If I were to get it again, I'd be a part of the 5-timers club. You know what?
I don't know if that's a club I want to be in.
High rank?
I think so. I think I should get like a t-shirt or a toaster or something for that.
Free vaccines.
But let's talk about real quick what's going on today. We've got so many things, and the Winter Dog Race, obviously, that's going to be around 11:15. If you're just
real crowd pleaser.
If you're listening, again, I always say this. We do these events, we do these podcasts live from these events because we want you to know what you're missing if you don't show up. So many things going. The wannabe Winter Dog Race, which I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Leah, that's just whoever wants to hop on, right?
Yeah, I think it's just any
kind of dog.
Any dog, yeah.
This is what's awesome. Gavin, you're going to be hopefully helping out with this. It's the hot dog eating contest at 10 a.m.
The first annual.
And it's going to start the day off with L and L American. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy. I cannot believe
it. Has the potential to be really cool or really gross. We're going to see how it goes.
We're going to have a trick contest. That's always one of the things that I like because I get to kind of ad lib on these costume contests and trick contests. So that's fun. Costume contest. Again, I want to stress, too, if you pay attention to me at this event, you will see a lot of people usually upset with me when I have absolutely nothing to do with these contests. But I'm okay. I'm very resilient like that. Very resilient. The King or Queen Palooza, people sign up, donate. So who will be that? That's going on all day. The Strut Your Mutt Parade, that's going to be at 9:15. Bama Air Show at 9:30. So many things going on. It's going to be great. Let's talk about some of our sponsors, too. Union State, Sweet Home Alabama, great song, and with Alabama Travel, Avadian Credit Union, L&L American Inc. sponsoring the hot dog contest, the City of Hueytown, CJ's Adventures, Primo Ministries, the Hueytown Art Council, WZZK, Roxanne Crane and Five Star Real Estate, she's fantastic, Party Madness Inflatables, Birmingham City Auto Auction, Brian and Lisa Kriegel, and The Bridge, Young Adult Small Group, First Methodist Church. Wow, so many sponsors. We can't make this happen without that. So I ask this all the time, Leah, where does this rank in your events? This is number one for me. This is my favorite.
This is your favorite one?
Oh, it's not even close. It's because it's that time of season. It's football season. You got that feel to it. Air is starting to turn a little bit. It's still 100 degrees in some spots today.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still starting to turn. This is just my favorite time of year.
This is your favorite event?
Favorite event and favorite time of year. Coincides together.
Okay, well, my favorite event is it's Fall Y'all Fest. But this is probably in my top three. I like Paul Palooza. I like seeing all the dogs and everybody get really, they're really enthusiastic about their puppies.
Yeah, the dogs are great. We got all these junior ambassadors that are walking around.
I feel like it just gets bigger and better every year. That more and more turn out, more and more people participate, and it's just really turned into a fan favorite, I think.
Okay, and Gavin just saved.
I get paid the big bucks.
Oh, wow. Gavin just saved us, literally.
He does get paid the big bucks. Again, we're going to have some guests coming up momentarily. But, this is so much fun. And the way it's set up, too, the park looks so cool right now. They got the racetrack kind of out in the middle, and that'll be where the races are going to happen. We got – so As far as a hot dog eating contest, so at the meeting we discussed this the other night. So we've been making the hot dogs since early this morning. They're in crock pots, right? Is that what I'm hearing? Crock pots?
Yeah, crock pots.
Crock pots. And so, but there will be buckets just in case you're sick. And
somebody speaks. Yeah,
there you go. That's not what I'm looking forward to there.
Oh,
I'm not.
Gross.
I'm not looking forward to
that. I have anxiety about this hot dog eating contest. I really do.
Well, we're going to see. It's going to be interesting. So stay tuned for
how
that.
How many hot dogs do you think you could eat, Jamie? Do you think you could do it?
No.
I feel like you would be a hot dog contest champ, Jamie.
I don't think so. I don't think I can do it. I'm going to tell you why.
I'm a two hot dog kind of gal, max.
Yeah, I think that's really okay. So Gus's chili cheese dog, my max is like, and they're not very big, it's three, and then I'm done. So that's tough. Because the thing about a hot dog eating contest, it's not necessarily about liking the food. You've got to have the ability, and I get full fairly quick.
Well, it's the bread. That's the issue. Yeah.
Professional eaters, you eat with your heart. That's what they say, not your stomach. You eat with your heart.
I don't know that my heart loves hot dogs that much, Kevin. I think if it was just weenies, I think that people would do a lot better. But it's when you factor in that bun, is the kicker.
I think if it's certain types of food that I could eat, I like pizza a lot.
Now, if there was a pasta eating contest, me in.
Okay, so pizza.
I would.
How many slices of pizza can you eat?
How many slices?
Yeah, I can go five.
Well, it depends. Are we talking about regular crust
or thin crust? Yeah, regular
crust. Because I can put away some thin crust.
Yeah.
Regular crust.
Yes.
I'm probably about a three-piece kind of guy.
Okay, I'm five. There you go.
Really? Okay.
And then thin crust now.
Oh, I could down a whole pizza.
Yeah, I mean, it really is not that hard to knock a whole pizza down.
I know. It's really. The bread.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I wonder if are they going to do condiments on these things?
You get ketchup mustard.
Do you really? On your hot dogs?
If you want it, you get ketchup mustard. I think we're going to have that.
I think that would help, too, get it down. Because, I mean, just a dry hot dog, come on now.
Yeah.
Well,
that's just rough.
Jackson revealed his strategy of dipping it in water.
Okay, I've heard
bread. People
do that, but that's even more disgusting.
I know.
So, why would you even go there?
Yeah.
I have to dip a hot dog in water to get it down, I'm just going to avoid it altogether.
Well, the professionals, there's money involved, and if you have a talent.
And they're trained to do it.
And if you have a talent, that's fine.
Which
I
don't know whose life aspiration is to eat as many hot dogs as they can, but I guess some people do it.
Joey Chestnut, he's
probably made a good living off that with sponsorships and stuff like that.
Sheesh,
he's probably
did
pretty well, yeah.
That is not my calling, but good luck.
I know that. Like for me, okay, so we were talking about this contest, right? We were talking about how difficult it would be and what would be the problem. And I said, I've done a few. I actually emceed a crystal eating contest once.
Ooh.
I feel like I know this story.
And the one ate 38 crystals.
Did it go well?
He paid a price.
Did he pay the price?
He paid the price.
I pay the price after eating four crystals.
You can't put 38.
Kevin said, I pay the price every fourth crystal. That's hilarious. who even goes to Crystal in the first place?
All right, so I pay the price.
Makes me laugh.
That's a quote. We got to save that on a best of podcast
moment.
Yes. What's up, man? How are you sitting down?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Great. So the question, go ahead, let everybody know who's
I'm Jackson Reardon.
Junior ambassador, been on the podcast several times with us. The last time we talked, you were on the Pawpalooza preview episode, and you said, and I quote, I would like to be a part of the hot dog eating contest.
Jackson, yes, I did, but I don't think that's going to be possible.
I just heard your hot dog eating strategy, and I think it might change our relationship.
What?
Because you're going to dip your hot dogs in water to get them down?
No, you have to. What they do is they get the buns, they soak them in the water, and just eat the straight wieners.
Yeah, that's true. It's what they do.
And you're wondering why this would change our relationship.
And then they, and then they just drink the bread water.
Oh my stars in heaven, no sir.
Okay, that's so the base is like a hot dog smoothie to the point where.
Oh, I don't think hot dog and smoothie need to be in the same sentence, Jamie.
It's a bread smoothie.
That's puree.
Oh my stars! I'm about to hop on.
So you're not going to be a part of it.
I hope so, but
we're going to be working though.
He's going to be a part of it, but he doesn't know if he's going to do as good as he hopes.
Okay. So are you going to try to get in the contest? What I'm asking.
I'm going to try to, but I think what Lisa was telling me is that I think I won't be able to.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me make sure. I think you have to be 18 now. I think
you do have to be 18, and you do have to sign a waiver that says if something happens to you
if I die
while
today,
you're choking down these hot dogs, it's not our responsibility.
Well, I'll be 18 in 2 months.
Well, sorry about you then.
So, next year, when you come home from college, the hot dog eating contest
is
here.
It's all yours.
Go ahead and start training for it now. Go ahead and start training for it now. And be a year from now, you walk in like a champ. Just go. Put your money down. Walk to the thing and say, it's over with.
It's over with.
That confidence would win for you.
Lay it down. Lay my hot dogs right here on the table.
Once again, we're coming to you from Pawpalooza. The sixth annual. So it's 6 years. How many have you been a part of?
Liv? All of them.
Okay. This is my fourth one that I'm hosting. I think I might have been at the one before, but anyway, I'm going to say it's my fourth
one. I'm pretty
one.
Sure I've been in all of them. I feel like I was at the first one when we did it at the stadium.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the...
Well,
we did the first three at the stadium.
Yeah, the first three at the stadium. Yeah. So I was
almost certain I was at all of them.
I was at the last two at the stadium and the last two here. And so, yeah, this is my fourth. Today is my fourth one. So, again, I love this event. Jack, what are you going to be doing? Do you know what your job is today?
I'm going to be a runner for the trick contest.
Okay. All right. So, you're going to be... Okay. So, you're going to...
Very important.
It's a fun job.
Yeah. A lot of running involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be ready. Have to drink plenty of fluids today for this. This is going to be...
Yeah. I don't think you want to be eating hot dogs and then doing that.
Oh, no. Especially not in this heat. It's hot today.
Hey, 20 hot dogs and now I'm running. That would be great.
Now, I actually, before I got here, I got a McGriddle.
Yeah, I was about to say,
a caramel macchiato.
That's something you definitely do on an empty stomach.
I love a good McGriddle.
Oh, my gosh. I actually had the McGriddle for the first time. It was good. I did not know they put
the syrup,
pancakes.
Yeah.
They put pancakes as the buns.
Okay, so when I
did not know that.
First time I got one, I was shocked. I bit into it, and it was syrup. I was like, whoa, this is quite the bonus. This is fun.
I'm definitely getting the McGriddle
more. Pleasant surprise this morning.
I wasn't expecting this syrupy substance to be in this
bacon,
biscuit.
Egg, and cheese McGriddle is definitely my favorite now.
No, okay. All right. So there you go. Want to remind you, too, again, the events we got going on today. You have got to start coming to this event. You got to start coming to all the events. But the Winter Dog Race, the wannabe Winter Dog Race, as we've mentioned multiple times here, the Hot Dog Eating Contest sponsored by L&L American. The Trick Contest. The costume contest, the King or Queen Palooza. Gavin, you can't win that. That's for the pets.
Dang.
I know. You were hoping you could be the King of Palooza, right?
Yeah.
Who would be your queen? Great
who
question.
Who would be your Queen Palooza?
Like a celebrity, if you could pick. Who would be your queen?
I don't know. I was going to just bring my dog.
Okay.
What is a Palooza?
That's perfect.
Palooza? Well, it goes back to the early 1700s.
You were alive back then, right?
I was. I had a condo on the other side, the other side of Avondale. You know, us and the rest of the settlers.
Who came over on the...
You know, you came over and said, hey, this looks like a cool place. Look, there's a condo. I want to thank also, again, we want to mention the sponsors. Nothing happens without the sponsors. Avadian Credit Union, L&L American Inc., Union State. I'm going to be saying these so many times. You know, that's the thing with these events. How often do I say this? It's like nonstop.
You have like dreams about them?
I do. I was like, I'd be home going, Avadian Credit Union. Wake up and go, where's Lisa Kriegel?
You should have it memorized by now.
I should. Primo Ministry, CJ's Adventures, the City of Hueytown. I want to thank them, obviously, this lovely park. The Hueytown Arts Council, always a part of it. Party Madness Inflatables. If you're looking for inflatable, we can make that happen, sure. Birmingham City Auction. Who we else? We got Brian and Lisa Kriegel. So there's so many people that we need to thank. And we thank them so much because, again, you could not do this without sponsors. So second year with the Junior Ambassadors?
Yes, sir.
So what do you know now that you didn't know last year? What are you going to be like the leader that can kind of help this new crop, this young group of juniors that are trying to help out?
Really just be an example, do whatever I'm told to do. If Debbie, Leah, Catherine, Megan, if they need me to do anything, be like, yes, ma'am, and I go do it. And I think just...
What a good boy.
That does, that's the right answer.
What a good boy.
Just doing what I'm supposed to do.
These junior ambassadors give off the best answers, you know? I mean, the ones that are so great.
Well, regardless, I mean, even not just their answers, I mean, they're truly some rock star kids, and really proud of them.
They
are worker bees. They are dedicated. They are wonderful kids.
And, you know, your generation sometimes gets a bad rap, but this is a good opportunity to prove that's not always the case, you know?
I mean, of course, there's definitely some bad apples, but...
Sure, oh, absolutely.
I think doing stuff like this, it really shows, you know, how bright the future is for, like, the future leaders of America, I would like to say.
Well,
because all these people here will become great leaders in their respective categories.
What it shows is that there are people out there, you know, people that want to make a difference. and you start in your community. That's how community continues to get stronger, and this is what our junior ambassador program is all about. I have to ask the question, too, while I've got Gavin here. The last episode that we recorded, Gavin, is right before Gavin went to college, so I've got to ask Gavin. It's early in the game, but how is college life, living on your own, now being a full-fledged adult? First of all, are you making it to class?
Yes.
Okay, you're already better than I was my freshman year, so that's a good start right there, okay? Have you got any trouble?
No trouble yet.
Okay, we'll get into a little trouble. It's college, okay? And
not Gavin.
Not yet. No, not Gavin.
Not Gavin.
And what do you think about it? What's your impression? You like it? You want to go to UAB, right? So go ahead and transfer back to the UAB. You'll be close to us. We can
do better things. Yeah, seriously, Gavin,
come on now. Yeah. I'm enjoying it so far, just definitely realizing how much my mom does do for me.
Oh, look at that. Giving mom some props.
I'll definitely admit that because I'll miss eating a lot because, you know, she'll call me to eat. And sometimes I'll miss it. It'll be 8:30, and I'll be everything's closed. But
yeah, let me be very clear. My aunt, my mom still put like pictures of what they cooked on Facebook, like the night. And I'm eating like a turkey sandwich because I'm on the go, and I'm like eating like I'm very bland. I'm just eating because I have to. And my mom's got like chicken fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes. I'm like, that's not fair. So you're seeing that now, that when you move away from home, those meals, just you miss those first, right?
But are you enjoying being on your own, or do you miss being at home?
I'm enjoying it. I like working things out and figuring out how to get through it.
Yeah.
So that's definitely, I'm not going to say fun, but, you know, it helps. It lets me feel good about it.
Yeah.
Just being able to handle it myself.
Well, what you learn in college, too, is this difference is when you're in high school, like, if you don't go to class, somebody's calling, right? Your parents are finding out. You know, somebody's calling your house. They want to know where you're at. In college, if you don't show up to class, nobody cares. The professor doesn't care.
They get paid either way.
They're going to lock the door. They're going to take it.
I've had a few professors have some crazy attendance policies. Like, you're getting paid whether I'm here or not. Let me just do what I need to do, please.
that is a lot of things. So I think that's an adjustment, too, is getting used to that type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad you're having a good time in college. We're glad you're back today for this absolutely great event. I'm going to go over some of the rules real quick. So see what you think about these rules for the hot dog eating contest. Once again, sponsored by LL American. $10 is what it costs. You must be, unfortunately, 18 years old to enter. Let's see. Each contestant will be signed a team member who will keep track of each hot dog eaten. And that's some pressure right there.
I think that's what I'll be doing instead of eating.
So you're going to be
a counter.
You're going to be a counter.
I think so.
Well, I wonder if the two girls that were on the, they're talking about counting. I wonder if that's what they were talking about. I thought they were about counting people to get here. They're going to be counters for the contest.
No. They're going to be at
the gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gates, counting people when they come in.
So we got tons of counters here today. We're counter heavy.
We are counting a lot of things today.
Absolutely.
Are y'all counting
and
dogs?
We're counting on Gavin.
Dogs?
We're counting on Gavin too.
For what?
Everything.
Gavin's like, don't count on me.
So Gavin, what are you gonna do, Daddy? You know what you're gonna do today?
I did bring my drone, but from history, dogs don't like it. So I'm debating if that's a good idea.
Okay. If you're up pretty high, they won't know though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you're good with that.
I don't plan on getting low.
All right. Okay, so separating the hot dog and the bun is permitted. But both must be eaten and can be eaten in whatever order the contestant prefers. So for me, if I'm eating a hot dog, I just want to eat the hot dog.
I just want to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's gonna go too slow. You're gonna eat too much.
Hang on, guys.
Actually,
can we get some sauerkraut, please? Yeah. I'm a sauerkraut kind of gal.
That'll take too long. You'll have too much bread in your mouth.
Excuse me. I know this is a contest. Is there a relish involved? Okay.
That would be my question.
So, dunking buns in water, as we've talked about, is allowed.
That's on the rules?
But only...
It's like, if you
only
a hot dog competition, that's what they do.
So, you can't... But here's the caveat. But only 1 5-second dunk per bun. So, you just can't put the bun in there and just walk off with it and go... Come back and win. Jackson's strategy.
I mean, that's what they do, and like that's what like Joey Chestnut does.
Yeah,
he just takes the wiener, sticks the bun in the water, and just lets it sit there, and he just downs hot dogs, and then just chugs it.
I'm really actually looking forward to watching.
It's actually a documentary on that.
Joey Chestnut got a documentary.
They got a documentary on, like, hot dog eating.
Wow.
They got a documentary on everything these days.
You know, if we told you 20 years ago, well, look forward to this documentary on hot dog eating. It's going to be on Netflix. What do you think about that? I don't know if that would have been the case. All right, condiments are not required, but if you would like them, only mustard and ketchup are allowed. So the opportunity to have I would have to have a condiment,
I would,
right?
Too. Yeah. I can't just...
Is there a time limit?
You can't just, like...
Well, of course, it's probably like 10, 15 minutes.
I mean, oh, yeah, there has to be, but, I mean, that was really leading up to how long.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Utensils. Okay, so, Leah, you want to eat your hot dog with a fork, I'm sure.
Fork and knife, please. Yeah.
Honestly,
pinkies out.
Putting it into, like, you know, pigs in a blanket, I feel like you could definitely...
Oh, my, pigs in a blanket. You could eat 64 pigs in a blanket. You could put 9 in your mouth at one time. I mean, a pig's in a blanket.
You know what I heard one time? Like, okay, so if you have, like, speaking of things that, like, you can eat a lot of and you don't realize you're eating a lot of.
Yeah.
Deviled eggs.
That's true.
You eat like what? When you make eggs for yourself, you eat like what? 2 or 3 eggs. You eat deviled eggs, you could easily put down a dozen eggs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. You definitely could.
It's like sushi.
Like,
they don't fill up your stomach.
Yes. It's like, well, I love sushi. Sushi's one of my favorite foods.
Well, yeah, I know. But like whenever I eat sushi, whenever I get like a California roll or a Philadelphia roll, I'll just eat them. And I'll be I'll like bring out more food.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
so maybe we should do this pigs in a blanket style.
Yeah. Okay.
You know pig in a blanket eating contest.
That would require us to probably do a little more work as far as cooking, though, right?
Yeah.
That would involve a little more prep, but probably a little less vomit.
But back to that's true.
I feel like the vomit would be worse in a way.
But back to my point, unfortunately, disappointing Leah, utensils are not allowed. Eaters are allowed to break up the hot dogs, must do it with their hands. So you can break it up into sections, you can break it up in half, however you want to do it. Again, these are things that I'll have to go over these rules again right beforehand. Only hot dogs completely consumed by the 10-minute mark will be counted.
10 minutes.
So half of the hot dogs do not count. Chipmunking the 10-minute mark does not count. So somebody tell me what that means.
Pretty much.
Like, shove it. If you have, like 8 hot dogs in your mouth, they don't count.
And okay. So, like, and you're okay. like you have one, like, you have one to the side in your cheek like a chipmunk, and you're chewing, and then you put the next one in, and so on. That's what chipmunking is. So they eat more hot dogs, so to say.
Okay, so I know what chipmunking is. So, like, when I drive in my car today going home, I'm going to be like, I just found out what chipmunking is. You learn something new every day. And I never thought I would. Amen to that. Okay, so chipmunking. All right. Do not touch the hot dogs at all prior to the starting
whistle. I was about to say, what?
Do not touch the hot dogs.
Don't touch the hot dogs. Just eat them.
Eat a hot dog.
You have to eat. You cannot touch them. You can only eat with your mouth.
This is Paul Palooza.
That's a great. Only after the whistle can you pick up the hot dog and begin eating. Picking up prior to the whistle will have you disqualified. So, I hate to be a stickler, but if you touch the hot dog prior, you're done. You're out. Take your free T-shirt, head home.
Death sentence. I mean, you're done.
Yeah, we're not going to. Hey, we're not playing with these rules, ladies and gentlemen.
We got cops all around here.
We do got cops around here. And I'm sure they're glad to be here on a Saturday morning. After the eating portion of the contest, contestants must stay in their spots for the following 10 minutes. Unfortunately, you will be disqualified if you throw up within those 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that is an official rule.
Wow. So I did not know that.
Yeah, if you throw up, there's like a, not really a grace period, but there's a time period after when you're done eating. Yeah. If you throw up, you're out.
Call it a brace period, not a grace period. Well,
so you got 10 minutes. So let's say it finishes, right? And you've ate 26 hot dogs. You look like you're going to win.
Do they count the hot dogs?
Do they like take like minus 10?
If you throw up at all, you're disqualified in a 10-minute. Is that the way I read that? Is that correct?
I think if you throw up at all, you're out.
Okay, so wow, that's incredible.
That is an intense.
So you have to
hot dog eating contest rule book.
And listen, I know you're listening. You know, man, they really are talking a lot about this hot dog. It's the first time ever. We're just learning about it, so we're excited. I mean, it's going to be
great. You
should
put me as the
ref. Excitement's not the word.
I wonder
what
the council of hot dogs like that meeting.
What's that now?
I wonder if they had like a council of hot dogs to set that up.
The council of hot dogs.
You think there's like a hot dog board out there?
I do want you to know that our reigning champ just arrived, Tater Salad the Weenie Dog.
Oh, Tater Salad. Oh, wow. In the house.
At the park.
Yeah. That is great. He should have. Does he have like a coming in a limo?
He's won like the last 2 years.
Tater Salad is on fire right now. Can Tater Salad three-peat? Only time will tell.
What are the odds? What's the over under?
I would say over. I think Tater's like a good. Okay. So Debbie, I thought Debbie was talking to me. She's not. Oh, you are. So Debbie is talking to me. Get him on here. Let's go. Okay. Hey there. Come on. Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and hop up, Jack. Yeah. Come on over here and sit over there. Didn't see you over there. Come on over here and sit. We're just going on about hot dog eating.
We are.
We don't take anything out, by the way. So if you're, you know, people are talking to me, Debbie, people, you know, people come up saying hello. We're gonna let
unfiltered
the people see how we live.
Paul Palooza,
there you go,
baby.
Paul Palooza at its finest. Hello there.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's pretty cool right now. I'm afraid if I walk back over to my tent, it's gonna be kind of hot for hot dogs.
I think if you stay in the shade, you're probably gonna be okay today. But unfortunately, I don't think there's only so much shade here. And my job consists of being on stage, so I will not be able to be in the shade very often, so I will be hot today.
I brought you another cooling towel.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. It's at my tent.
Thank you. I'm going to come get it in a second, seriously.
Please do.
Man, that is great. I love a good cooler. That, you know what? I'm going to tell you. That cooling towel saved me. What was the red, white, and boom?
Were you Fourth here of July.
Were you here for that?
No, we were out of town for the Fourth of July.
Okay. It was 140 degrees.
Yes,
it
was.
It was amazing.
And, I mean, I got really way too hot to the point to where it was dangerous hot.
Yeah.
And that towel really did save me.
I'm glad.
Oh, yeah. I'm
we
glad.
We hope to help more people start to use those because it's a big deal when it's hot.
Yeah. So, real quick, go ahead and tell everybody who you are. I know who you are, but let our listeners know who's going on. What's going
okay.
on?
Okay. This gravelly voice on a Saturday morning is Lee Amerson with L&L American Inc.
Yeah.
And, sometimes we make a few signs, but today we're all about hot dogs.
Okay, there you go. And you are sponsoring the hot dog eating contest, what we've been talking about.
Yes, I am. And I just have one request for anybody who's listening who might do it.
Sure.
Our tent is to one side of the stage.
Yes.
So those buckets are going to go to the other side.
Okay. We're going to keep the buckets
early.
Away from that. Okay.
All right. I'm preparing early for the buckets.
That's right.
Well, it's great. I got to mention y'all on television last week.
I know. That was great on Talk of Alabama. Thank you for doing that.
No problem. It was my pleasure. I just enjoy talking to Catherine Page pretty much all the time.
Of course.
Do you have a crush on Catherine Page, Jamie?
What's that?
Do you have a crush on Catherine Page?
I don't want to say crush. I'm not seventh grade, you know, and not
Taylor
Swift. I don't say crush. I think I respect her as a journalist.
Okay. Yes.
How about that? Is that
fair? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I kind of thought it was a respectful crush.
A respectable crush.
No, but she is awesome, and myself and Lisa had such a great time. We get to go and talk about them a good bit. It's always fun. They're always so nice, but we were glad to get there and promote Paul Palooza and talk about this. Made you decide, let's go ahead and promote this hot dog eating contest?
Okay, well, there is a little bit of a history behind it. Every day at work, we always have a family lunch. We keep the kitchen stock. We have meals there. We cook in the kitchen. And when in doubt, Leon, our fearless leader, will say, "You want a hot dog?"
Oh, yeah.
He would eat a hot dog every day of the week. Just one. Not 26, 27,
but just
one.
Yeah.
So when she said, "Leanna, you want a hot dog contest?" I said, "You had me at hot dog contest. I want to watch his face when he sees them all eating hot dogs, and he can't have one."
Is he going to be able to be here today?
Yes, he is here today.
Okay.
And if you look at our step repeat banner.
Sure.
The King Hot Dog with the hat.
Okay.
The hat says Leon.
The King Hot Dog. There you go. I love it. I think this is the thing. Thank you, Mona. I can't read that writing. What does that say? We got to be done in 5 minutes. Okay. Well, if we have time, absolutely. Sure. And again, that's me having a conversation just mid-broadcasting.
Hey.
People just walk up and talk to me all the time.
Because we're casual around here,
there
right?
We go. Now she's going
it's Jamie's right. fault he can't read.
Right.
What does it say?
It says raining winter.
Okay.
Question mark.
Okay. Okay.
I almost said raining wiener.
See,
but that's I can't read either.
I mean,
there we go. There we go. But anyway, listen, it's so great. Thank y'all for promoting this. It's going to be so much fun. And thank you for doing all you do for the community. I mean, that's really what it's about.
We love our town.
Absolutely. You
We've
should.
Been here as a family since 1966.
And Hueytown became a town in 1960, is that correct?
Yes.
Officially, yeah.
Yes. So we came just a couple of years after that and then started our business in 76. So we've been here a long time.
Wow,
that is awesome. That kind of longevity is impressive.
It's scary. That means we're old.
No, it means you're seasoned.
Very seasoned.
Very seasoned. It's just right now.
Right.
Just right.
Right. Well, thank you for putting this event together and letting us be a sponsor and being here and helping with signage.
No, thank you so much. And we thank again. Thank you for all of the community. The chamber puts this event on, and they work a lot. We work really hard on it, so we're so proud to be a part of it.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Have a great one.
Bye bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, there you go. I don't think we're going to have time to get anybody else on. It's almost time for me to go start the second part of my job today, which will be on stage and making all kinds of announcements for the next 3 hours. Awesome.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome. I told you, I got home last night after the game around 11. You can't go right to sleep when you get home, right? I can't. So I didn't go to sleep till around 1-ish. So 5.5 hours later, all the energy's still here.
Yeah.
So anything else we want to say? We want to say thank y'all so much for being a part of this and listening. Okay, we got – okay, have a seat. We got 3 minutes. Hey there.
Nice to meet you.
How's it going?
Great.
Go ahead and get that mic and go and tell us who you are real quick.
Okay, I'm Amy Robertson, and I'm the office manager at Hueytown Vet Clinic.
Okay.
And Pet Lodge. And we're one of the sponsors every year, and so this is a big deal for us to be part of the community and just get to know everybody, especially if you're not already coming to see our great doctors or if you're not using our daycare.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just really happy to be here and love for people to stop by and just see what we've got.
Now, is this the first time you've been a part of the Pawpalooza?
It's the first time I have.
Okay, great, great. What do you think about it? I mean, I know it's early, but you kind of see how everything looks. It's going to be fun?
Yeah, it is. And the food trucks, I'm really excited about that.
Oh, there's a lot of good food trucks out here.
Yeah,
I mean, I can name them all. They're good.
Yes, they are. I've been to other things. So we have that. We have some goodies and we're making pup cups for anybody who wants one. And I've got some bandanas and tennis balls, just some goodies to give away.
Well, so what event are you looking forward to the most today?
The wiener dog race.
It's fun. It's fun to watch for sure. It is a crowd
pleaser.
It
is. A friend of mine's dog won a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they sent me a video because I wasn't here, and that was the most hysterical thing.
It
is.
Cutest thing ever. Oh, I know. It's so cute.
Love it.
Well, listen. I mean, this is a great event, and we every time we have guests on, we always say, "Hey, we're very appreciative because you're helping out with the community."
Sure.
And that's awesome. We greatly appreciate
it. Yeah, which is why they do it, and they're both part of this community as well as I am. So, good luck. I hope everything goes well, and I hope y'all have a great day here.
Well, thank you. I hate to cut it short, but I'm about to hop on stage. But thank you once again. Have a great time today.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. So there you go. I'm going to have to get out of here pretty quick. So I'm going to go ahead and just pick a go-home song, and there's no rhyme or reason to this. I just watched this movie last weekend, and it always makes me happy. I love Ducky. He should have got the girl, but, you know, it is what it is. Pretty in Peak soundtrack, If You Leave. Hope you enjoy the song. Hope you enjoy listening to this. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.